Hello?
Hi, yeah, no, I'm here. So okay. I know I'm calling in a couple minutes late. I apologize. Mike, I'm just going to ask you, what's the plan? Because I know the majority of your situation over the years. I watch every video I've seen of yours. I just want to tell you, the way I learned about you is right after Jacqueline Breyer did her presentation on February 23rd. I sign into my Zoom call and someone shows me this video of this guy, and he said, we need to get Liz Harris together with Mike Gill. And then Michelle Swinnick kind of took the lead on it, and nobody ever put me in touch with you. But
I talked to Michelle a dozen times.
No,
I wanted to speak to you.
Nobody ever put me in touch with you, and I didn't push. Like, I'm not a very pushy. I'm a New Yorker, but I'm not very pushy, or at least right. I think I'm not. But I think my big million-dollar question is, what do we do now?
I have an idea and a plan.
And okay.
I do. Understand this. So if you've watched my videos, then yeah. Then so for instance, what New Hampshire was is by taking over it's the government and giving protection to what is the Sinaloa cartel in Arizona. So I understand how they did it. But I also know how to get them. As is right now, as in the laundering network, the Pandora Papers. So you've watched that. You understand what that is, right?
I do. I just don't know the players. Like, all right, I know the players.
Let me explain it to you then.
Yeah.
Let me explain. And all right, here it is. That's why Flynn reached out to me. That's why they were offering that money. What it is the laundering network within the state. That includes, that's why the banking department wanted to pay me. It's why the Department of Revenue, the IRS, why the Treasury backed off, covered up. Bill Shaheen is on that $50 million settlement. They're right. Trying to attack things now. Shaheen is the husband of Hillary Clinton. Gene Shaheen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I found their LLCs. I found how they launder their money. I find the management companies, the managing trust companies that they use. And it's like, you can track their money to who owns it. Do you know who's in? $935 billion was dropped in to the laundering network that I outed. I gave Flynn everything. Flynn reached out from the Oval Office for my settlement and all this evidence. He was gathering all of it. He was supposed to give it to Trump. He didn't. He was going to use it as blackmail and run for president, which is what he's doing, which is why all his people said that I was the closer, the greatest whistleblower of all time. They wanted me to turn on Trump, and I wouldn't. And I turned around and came up, and I exposed Flynn doing it. The reason why it's so dangerous is I have the United States Prosecutor Lullen, giving my evidence to AG Barr and Sessions. It is the cartel. It is the laundering network. It is when they put $935 billion on top of trillions. The child trafficker Pornhub, they get caught in Pandora Papers. You know where the money transferred to? New Hampshire, one of the largest child traffickers in the world. So it is a home run. It is. That's what they're afraid of. That's why they blocked me. It is. You find their money. You win the game. Why do you think Trump says Pandora's box every time Biden knocks on his door? The only way out of this, and if anybody thinks they're another one, well, they're wrong. Dead wrong. You got to win out of court. You got to leverage them with their money and expose them with their assets. Hey, Joe Biden, how are you worth $1 billion. The Clintons, what are you worth? You see what I'm saying? Money doesn't lie. You follow the money. That's how to break. And we have it. And listen, what do I know? Oh, I don't know. I only built the largest volume brokerage firm in the United States. I'd say that's a pretty good guy in that finance area. And I nailed them all. That's why they want to use it. That's why none of them say I'm lying about the evidence, just about Flynn. And you do realize we have Flynn. Did you see all the texts between me and Flynn?
I don't think I saw those.
Well, how about this? They're from the Oval Office during December 18th. You know, and Sidney Powell's in there too. And guess what? Didn't Jack Smith open that up a couple weeks? Isn't that why Flynn got subpoenas? The deal's off with Flynn. And Flynn's only path is over Trump. Why do you think Flynn and his circus are losing their minds? I'm the number one enemy for Flynn. Matthew can share the video. I guess he just shared it with me. I've been ordered to be, what, executed?
Yep, executed.
How's that?
And all the tentacles under Michelle Moore and all that and Mike Gill. And they're calling us now the MCNI, the mass, what was it? I don't know. They gave us a four-letter name.
They don't like us. Yeah. But I can tell you why. They fear me. They fear us. They fear the potential. They fear what could happen in Arizona. The people, Flynn's group and all that in there, we hit Arizona. And thinking about, listen, we're gonna get the cartel a little scary too, you know. I've had three murder attempts. I don't know if you've seen the video where I had to wrestle a Russian for my life. Oh, and one, by the way. So the only thing I'm saying to you, if we're going to do this, we're going to draw a lot of attention there. But I need and I want you to stand up with us. We need an ally here. I've done this before. I've done this before for certain people. And we're out there. And I'm going to tell you, me and the Sinaloa cocktail, and I'm going into Arizona. That's going to, but I'm going to do it. And Matthew, we've talked too, and Matthew's willing to put it on a line too. Both of us, all of us, three of us, four of us.
Yes.
But we got to know you're behind. What I would want is when I get there, we settle, we do a little press conference. Say, hey, and I'm here to help, and my expertise. And you know something? If it's Michelle Swenick or anything, they can't dispute my expertise. There isn't anybody more about the money laundering, cartels taking over a town, taking the courts. If that's not me, then tell me who it is. See? But as much as they know that this is a perfect fit, it's a degree of danger. So okay. By going there and have it, so people know it, people are attention, there's eyeballs on us. Eyeballs are the best safety we have. And Liz, if you've been doing this, then you know those dangers are real, I'll bet.
I know, but nobody has made any attempts on me, and I'd be very easy to kill. It'd be very easy to kill. Because I just jump on an airplane and go to London for the weekend to escape all this. They could take me out. Anyway, that's not
really. You know, sometimes because you're... They don't like, if you're in the public, they don't like that.
Right. And I stay in the public. Okay.
No. What I'm saying, no, understand, a public figure, newsworthy. Go ahead.
Okay. So when it comes to Arizona, what receipts do you have? Because I think Leslie and I, in particular, would love to see the Board of Supervisors go down. We would love to see, I would love to see the Arizona Speaker of the House eat his words, Ken Bennett, because they're all involved. But what happened with John Harris Thaler is he gave us a book with a bunch of footnotes, but there are no receipts. And without subpoena power, we don't have receipts.
Well, you got the power of logic, too. So if you have like a state rep or some of these on the panel, who are making $70,000-$80,000 a year, and they live in a $2 million house that we pulled, and it's in an LLC, and it has the address. We run the address back to a politician making $80,000 living in a $2 million home.
Okay,
and then
well,
we have to ask how you got that money.
Right, that's about all of them, or many of them, not all.
Well, that's how about this? Then you win your case in the common sense with the people, and when you look at it, the numbers. I can tell you it worked. I got the whole Lawrence Police Department of Massachusetts because they were all living in the town of Andover in million-dollar homes.
Which police officers make, what, $60,000 a year?
Yeah, 50. Well, you know, it can go as high as 70 and 80. But, and you know, what, 70 and 80,000, probably doesn't cover a $400,000, $350,000 home today.
That's what I make here in Sedona, and I'm not living in a million-dollar home.
And Liz, we've already went down and paid for the list of all the LLCs and trusts. Okay, and I just want to throw two names that would mean something to Leslie and Matthew. Gina Shaboda, they're so sloppy about this. It's always right after an election. Gina Shaboda finds herself in a million-dollar house. That was 2022. Right after the 2020 election, former Assistant Attorney Jennifer Wright, she finds herself in a million-dollar house. And in Arizona, back a few years ago, $1 million was a lot of money for a house. Now $1 million doesn't buy you much. Prices here have just gone through the roof.
And then you know what you do? But see, now you can track that through registries, you can track to the deeds, but through the trust, then you can get a series. Now, these trusts will also have businesses. Now, you see those businesses? You're going to see a little pizza place. Then you're going to find out the owner of the pizza place, and then you're going to find out that he lives in a $3, $4 million house. You see? And that pizza place doesn't do but a couple of thousand a week.
Or a spa like Mickey Klon and that guy from Defense that's on her deed to her house that his wife owns a spa in Yuma.
They move drugs through health fitness. And I'll tell you what, you know Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
You heard of them? It's owned by Dick Aganos, the cartel, the one I outed. He owns the whole thing. Now, they have franchisees, but he owns it. That's why the temporary CEO, as soon as I mentioned the cocktail owned it, the CEO resigned. And they put the ex-New Hampshire governor, who was the bag man. And then they moved him up. And the witness to J6 and on the phone with me, with Flynn, is the previous owner and CEO of Planet Fitness, who's coming forwards with his evidence. Now, but that's part of all this falling apart. I mean, you know, and not falling apart, domino effect. So what we have to do is not beat them in court, but beat them out of court. Show them what they own. Show them from there. You may get that guy who owns a little pizza place, and then you're going to find out these apartment complexes. They're big. You're going to find out what the cartel owns. I'll bet you there's not a large car dealership in Phoenix that isn't owned by the cartel. Because the cartel, the cars, they hide in inventory. They hide their money and financing. I got the cartel. Remember Killgill recording?
Mm-hmm.
He's working in the office. It was Auto Fair. And what happened? They're in the Pandora Papers. So this is right. And don't forget, there's $935 billion sitting in Congress with the Pandora Papers that went into New Hampshire. We could turn around and say in position, open that up. That means every corrupt politician is protecting their money. That's popping up. Might come up with a few people in Arizona, I'll bet. So we can win.
Okay, so I'll take the next step. So I apparently did not win my February 23rd battle, because if I'm Googled right now, every single piece, Associated Press, US Today, Washington Post, New York, everyone. I got my first positive comment on Wikipedia today after trying for years. They have destroyed me. Like, and so what I'm concerned about is that they're just going to be like, oh, that's that expelled legislator for lying, Liz Harris, with this Looney Tune Mike Gill.
How about you may be on the right side all that time before? And you know what they might say? Hey, there's that Liz Harris. They punched her. She got up and she came right back at him. You know, people look at that as people who do that generally are telling the truth. And then they turn around and say, hey, Mike Gill's here too. They called you a conspiracy theorist. They called me that too. Then they offered me $50 million.
What do you think about bringing John Harris Thaler and Jacqueline Berger into this as well? Because it would just be a stronger coalition.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll
tell you. Yes, absolutely.
Then, what? I don't know those players, but if you guys are all in, I'm all in.
Well, let's do it then.
He's real.
All right. You think about this too, Liz. This thing is slipping. If you were ever going to turn around and swing blade this back, here it is. This is the time. And you know they're going after Trump. You know they're doing it. You know the thing with you know the potential. And I'm telling you, it looks like it's going this way now. And I, this is why I even looked at this and go, and was talking to Matt and going, they're right. This is the time. This is the place. And you know what? The fact that you're the conspiracist, I'm the conspiracy theorist. But I also, you know, a few accomplishments as yourself. And you know what? It'll swing this way. And then you'll look what they did to her. Look what they did to him. That's the way this has a potential of going viral. And that's also a potential of having all this laundering network, all this being investigated. They will start flipping on each other. I'm going to tell you.
Yes, that's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, they will. Listen, the one thing they have in common is the crooks. There's no character. The thing with these people, you put them on, they'll cut deals. You'll have to slap them to shut them up. I did it. I was the guy asking the questions.
So why?
They didn't pull the trigger.
Why is Flynn? I.
Go ahead. Hit me with Flynn. I'll tell you.
First time I was told Flynn was a fraud. I didn't believe it. I was told Sidney Powell was a fraud. This was 3 years ago. Didn't want to believe it. I was told that the Arizona audit was going to show that there was nothing really wrong, which is kind of what happened. But I never wanted to believe it. Then I started seeing all the other signs. Why is Flynn infiltrating Maricopa County? Why is Maricopa County of such interest to the Flynn network?
Money laundering and drugs.
And we're a border state. We're on the 33rd parallel. We're the Phoenix. We have the Sun Devil, the devil as our... This state was set up for this kind of thing.
Of course. And it's next, right next to Mexico. New Hampshire, yeah. Right? It's the same Sinaloa cartel. Right.
And this
That's
is...
what it is. And, where is Flynn? Where's Flynn? In New Hampshire. Where's Raiklin? In New Hampshire. I've got the calls and I've got the text messages of Raiklin trying to recruit me. The number one whistleblower in the country in Flynn. We could take over the commie killer, I think he called me. And I said, no, Flynn. Flynn's the one talking to me from the Oval Office, texting his people. I talked to his whole team. They intercepted my evidence to save Trump. The same evidence that they're petrified now. He wanted me to run their whole network. I was going to make a fortune, all my money come back. Flynn, all I had to do was turn on Trump. It is Flynn. Flynn's path is only through Trump. That's also Arizona. There's a lot of Flynn in Arizona, isn't there? Right? That's the flip, too. And I wouldn't be surprised if certain other countries aren't paying Flynn's way, too.
Yep.
You know, and I have a feeling that has to do with Arizona, too.
Liz, may I ask you, have you ever heard of the name Gavin Mell?
No.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah, no. But that's what I'm saying. So if you want to think, I want to put this, if we can put this together, but it has to be that there is a coalition, that I go there, there is an announcement, just to let them say that we're together. I'm going to tell you, there's protection in this group. And, yeah. And I'm telling, this is what I've been doing. And if this thing blows on my end with Flynn, think about this. All those text messages, if I get called in as a witness to Jack Smith, then I also open up the Pandora's box and the laundering network. And I'll also include Arizona at the same time that I'll be working with it at the same time. This is very possible. And you know who had me sign the affidavit through the Oval Office? Sidney Powell. You see, I got them all. All the texts, all the emails, all the recordings, all of it. And they know it.
And I'm assuming they're safe.
What was that?
All the recordings and everything are safe.
Yeah, well, I put them all on the internet. So everybody's heard them and seen them. It's not certain recordings with certain CEOs that is a very important witness, but everything else, yeah. So listen, there is no dispute, Flynn reaching out. What I'm telling you is all document. Matthew, you've seen the screenshots, right?
Yes, I have.
I did videos on them. They know about this. What did they say? Oh, we just came up. Ariel said the one thing that Flynn's afraid of is Gil. That's because I put, and think about it, I put Flynn in J6. You do know what that means. And we put Flynn with the feds. That means everybody goes home. That's entrapment. That means Trump's the president. And the guy who made the deal, Flynn, well, they're going to cut him loose. Why do you think they're cutting him loose? They're cutting him loose because that could be the move that Trump said. Hey, this guy planted with the feds. He ain't getting out of court any other way. And I think that's the way he picked. And that's why Flynn's losing his mind. That's why now's the perfect time.
Yep. He's desperate.
And it's the perfect time to be in Arizona to do it, which is why I'm leaving around Washington to be the moment right there. I'm saying, you know what? It's more important right now in Arizona. So, all right. So if we can agree with that, you want to think about that, but that announcement and so forth, because that's how I would. I'll risk my life. If I, like you, you're seeing, Liz, you're saying, what's the potential? What can we do? Is it really going to work? I'm telling you we can win or I wouldn't do it. And I'm pretty calculated if you figure it out. But
right, because I get this is not a matter of egg on our face. This is a matter of death.
Yes, and you know what? It can work, and it has ramifications across this country. I could be in Washington, open this Pandora's box. I could be going through their laundering network. That's Biden. Let me tell you something. This guy, 107, that fraud, he on the phone with Hunter Biden's baby mama's lawyer, and they wanted me to give them the LLCs for Biden's. Did you remember how Hunter Biden's settled? The next day, they scared Hunter Biden with my evidence. Did you know that Bill Shaheen's best buddy is Bill Clinton? Hillary Clinton's campaign manager was clearly Hillary's campaign manager. He's on that settlement. We're a breath away from Clinton. So, okay. All right. So we'll start coordinating this. I'm thinking about being there by like the 1st or 2nd of June. So I'll be there in maybe, what is it? Maybe 10 days, 9 days.
And then we'll get you in contact with Thaler.
We'll make that happen.
We'll make sure
that together, and then you know.
I have his number, but Liz is a more natural connection.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll connect Liz with Mike via text. Then Liz, I guess you can make that connection with Thaler. Is that what you're saying, Leslie?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So all right. So I don't even know what questions to ask. But this is going to be in the form of a press release?
Not a press release. Just well, even we videotape a little press meeting like that, like a coalition or out like okay. Like Mike Gill's coming to help Liz in Paris and whatever, you know, they're saying you're conspiracists with the drug cartels and all this. I'm the last person. So if we form this Allegiant, and with Matthew too, and glue, and with like all of us together, so there's right protection in that.
And
I say what I'm trying to achieve,
yeah, we got it,
to make it public.
Yeah, and public meaning the social media. I mean, you can't trust the news for anything. We've got to do it, and
we've
and
got
man,
the
and,
social media. Yes. We will blow that up.
We got it with Crash Ariel. Michelle Moore and my platform's
and you know
algorithm is taken off. So
they are.
Think about this. If I pop up in Arizona and the first thing we do, that's how we do it. We just figured out how to do it. I just explained it. We turn around and do a little podcast that we're there.
Yeah.
We're from Arizona. And then we throw it into the podcast world. Mike Gill in Arizona with Liz Harris. Holy. There you go.
We might be able to set that up with Michelle.
We might even get some help.
We could set that up with Michelle Moore. And then.
Done deal.
And then Ariel will get behind this 100. Crash will get behind this.
And I'll go a few more, too.
Yep.
Do you, Liz, do you know who Ariel is when we're saying Ariel?
Yes, but okay. Mike Gill, who is Ariel?
To you.
Now, wait a minute. Does somebody know Ariel or you're asking me?
No, I'm asking you who is Ariel.
I'm saying, okay, well, I'll guess, but do you know who he is?
No. I mean,
okay.
He claims
all right.
To be
all right. Hey, listen, I live in a world of All right, this is what I personally think. I think Ariel is working with Trump and originally was working with Sarvino, with the social media run by Trump. And I think Ariel might have been more than one person at that point doing it, but they worked collectively. So I was certain it was coming from Sarvino. And then I became more certain. Because then of the day where Trump at the Mar-a-Lago with Flynn, the next day, the very next day, Ariel really kind of written a number of different things down, but it was all of attack of Dan Sarvino. So the guy I'm certain that was, now that an act of might have been treason, Ariel comes over and he slams sideways Sarvino. So the only thing that I'm wondering, so in other words, I believe, and then Ariel's right back, and since then he's been backing me, backing Michelle Moore, helped Matthew out a little bit too, mentioned Matthew. He doesn't do that.
And he mentioned Michelle Swinnick, just to mention, because, I mean, he's showing stuff. Those, he even mentioned Michelle Swinnick's evidence.
I think that that's Trump, and they're backing it, and that's the push on this. And so I think that'll blow up. So I think it's Trump's people. But through the social media division, and I think this guy worked with Sarvino. And I think this Sarvino, now somebody said that Sarvino had said, I think I seen the post, but I don't know how to verify it. But it said that Sarvino said that Flynn is an American hero. So that, to me, it could be a potential of that maybe Sarvino did sold out. But so I think Ariel is working with Trump. What he said was, I talked to three people three times a day that talked to Trump every day. That would have had to have been Sarvino as one. And where he's in social media, it has to be this. Where he's protected in those numbers, it has to be that. I don't. And now that I think about it, who else would be doing it? Who else could do it? This is a bit of a think tank kind of thing.
It would be artificial intelligence.
Yes.
The one thing about Ariel, every single post, he has at least one or more typos or grammatical errors, and it bothers the crap out of me.
He probably does it on purpose, because otherwise you might think it's AI. Right.
And even if it's not AI, what you have is a person who has a big platform, and he's speaking about truth.
Right.
So what he really is almost irrelevant as long as he's speaking truth. And he wants truth out there. He's going after Flynn big time. He's even Ivan.
Now, who would do that but Trump? You know Trump. Trump knows it was Flynn that took him out with the feds on J6. I know. I work with them. I told them all. They know. He knows. I talked to Olson, Kurt Olson, his lawyers. They know. Don't forget who Flynn is a fed. Who's Trump facing? The FBI and the DOJ. That's fed front and back, which is why every time they press him, Flynn comes up with an assassination. He knows that. Now that those subpoenas, that ended that party. He was going to take a ride on Kennedy. Remember he said one religion?
No.
He was going to go with Kennedy, but both Catholics, by the way. And you know the other Catholic and all-American is John Kennedy and Joe Biden. So yeah. We would have had three Catholics. And I'm Catholic. So, what was I going with that?
I was born and raised Catholic, but I don't go to Mass unless I'm in the mood.
I don't even go outside. And I only go out once to get groceries, and sometimes an adventure.
No, but I know that Thaler and Breger, they're Jewish, and they're practicing. And they're very sensitive, if you know, because right now there's a lot going on with Israel.
Oh, the one religion thing got them on the whole thing. I got,
They went after the LDS church. Mormons.
Jehovah Jesus.
Well, I wouldn't even say that they went after them. They just exposed it. They didn't go after them. It just revealed itself.
Well.
Were they talking child trafficking?
No, they were talking about money laundering. And if you look at the Arizona legislators, I mean, we have quite a few, you know, proportionately, it's kind of out of sync with quite a few LDS. And then, of course, there's the theory that the LDS are working with the Freemasons and they're working with the Khazarian
Jews. They're the largest landowner in the country, the Mormon Church.
Correct. Yeah. And they got in trouble with the IRS last year, right at about the time of Breger's hearing.
Yeah, the thing with the IRS is they work with everybody. That is part of the laundering network. That's why the IRS is on my $50 million. That's why the IRS with Hunter, nobody was audited in Hunter. Whatever happened to that? Years he didn't file? Never mind. The money's coming from foreign governments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how do we do this so that it's really easy for the general public? You see, and when I said at the beginning of the conversation, I listened to a lot of your videos. I'm sure not all of them.
No, sure.
And but like Bill Shaheen, that in Arizona, that's meaningless to us.
Oh, really? So, well, Bill Shaheen's yeah. Hillary Clinton. Is Hillary Clinton important in Arizona?
Of course. But okay, I'm saying,
well, Bill Shaheen right. is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, married to Senator Shaheen. Okay, and we can turn him. He represents the Sinaloa cartel. Do you have a cartel problem? That's the guy who represents them. Hey, remember Maxwell? Was it Ghislaine Maxwell? Yeah. You know who her lawyer was? Bill Shaheen. Maxwell's lawyer, Bill Shaheen.
Matthew's strength is he can give people visuals and connect things so that people can understand where the Shaheen guy ties in with Hillary.
Yes. See, when they say they don't mean anything, that's why you can't find anything, because you don't know the keys to open the doors.
That's right.
This guy's the most important witness in the country.
That's what I was saying, is that Arizona knows a lot, but they don't as well.
They don't know as much as they think. I talked to them too long to know that they didn't know shit. Why do you think you're in that trouble? I talked to too many of them. They didn't know. And you know what? And then I started thinking they didn't know. Then I started thinking they were involved. It's okay. But Bill Shaheen, that's F. Clinton. That's Bill Clinton. And think about this. Maxwell, you know that LLC? That she bought? She bought it from a cabinet member in the Treasury in the Obama administration. There. They sold her the house. How's that? And you know that Bill Shaheen on that? That's on that. That name is on Lowen, the Department of Justice, evidence list that went to two attorney generals. And do you know what he's famous for, his wife's famous for? Ready? Targeting conservatives with the IRS. Google it. Lorna Lerner from the IRS got fired in that. They were targeting Tea Party members, Republicans, with the IRS. Wait, how about this? Anybody in, any people complaining about IRS being audited that would be allies or enemies against them? That's how they finish you off. You don't think they're going to hit Trump with the IRS now?
Right. They bankrupt you.
Right.
So,
okay. Bill Shaheen and Hillary, and with Hillary and his wife in the IRS, and they're all on together on his 50, is unbelievably important.
And didn't Daniel
see,
mention?
You need a breakthrough door. You need a breakthrough door to the laundry. There is nothing in Arizona with a breakthrough door to the laundry. Nothing but me in Arizona, because then what happens in Arizona mirrors New Hampshire, because I already have $935 billion in my bank, and it's sitting in Congress right now in the Ways and Means Committee. So we have a tool. We have a path. And that's why we blow this up. I'm going to tell you, I predict you'll have instant shock. And change, or some. I'm going to tell you, they're going to have a job. That's why the social media in there. The social media, Matt, you see why I don't want to go on this week?
Yes.
Because we do blow this up. They didn't see me. They wonder where Mike Gill go. Where is he doing? What is he doing? He's in Arizona with Liz Harris? How's that? We do it like that. And social media is where you blow it up. But they've got to see the message. And the message for social media is us uniting. The thing with whistleblowers, they go in alone and they get stopped at the best.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yep. I'm in full agreement, Mike.
Okay.
We start showing people the coalition. You know, we speak about some of the things, but then as we're gathering all this evidence and everything, and as I'm putting this documentary together, we release it in chapters and chapters, and that way the visuals are there. We release it in
a podcast form, in an announcement form, so they're waiting for it, they're expecting it, and they're following along.
Yep, you're following along. Every time a chapter gets done, we release it on a podcast, then we have an analysis on it, and we talk about it.
Perfect.
And then we move on to the next thing. Like, the first chapter is Mickey Klon, and that's it, and tied into all the businesses that she's in her relations with Flynn, Gavin Mel, who came in and sidetracked Paul Gosar. And then Mel, 2 months later, gives Mickey the bond. Everyone's focus now is on this bond stuff instead of the election. They're all in it, Liz. All of them.
See, here's the thing, Liz, what you got to understand, too. There's a domino in there, too, with even Flynn. The podcast grift. The feds are trying to tag him with that, too. And he is involved. Remember Flynn just a couple weeks ago? What do I have to do with the Flynn podcasters? And what did he say again? Oh, they're all wackos and crazy. These subpoenas will involve that. Because someone's funding this parade he's getting. And I'm sure the feds are going, I wonder where that money. They know the crew they're running through podcasts. You know why? Because we're blowing it up. We blew Flynn up. And that's why they get. That's why I'm enemy number one, because I'm witness number one to J6 with Flynn and the fact that they planned it. I have emails and text messages every day. Now they're going to know that too. So we're going to be able to build this in Arizona. I predict something happens before we blow it that way. We just got to keep progressing on the right track, and they know we know where we're going. And it may self-destruct sooner than we think, because the feds could blow it up. They don't like contagion. This Mickey is connected to the feds or her fed herself. You watch. That's why that Jan Helper flipped. She was like the equivalent to Mickey in some way, as far as a handler and feeding evidence. I think she's M6, MI6. She's in England. Ready? She flipped on all the podcasters. At the same time, Flynn was getting no subpoenas. The feds are cutting.
And at the same time, when Joseph Flynn and I were going back on Twitter, I asked him, I said, what's your involvement with Mickey Klon? He said, I don't know her. And then I posted a response with a text of showing that Mickey said that we were going to be working with the Flynns. It's their project, etc. 2 hours later, Liz, Joe Flynn's account is wiped on Twitter.
It has never come back, and I've been playing a little contest, goes, where's Waldo Flynn, and nobody's seen him.
Yeah, where's Patrick Byrne fit into this? Because he was the America Project as well.
He's the money man behind Flynn. He was the one of the men, and this whole cover with him is a lie. I think Burns got in trouble with the feds. His story was, he had some Chinese spy, and he said that the feds reached out to him and said, hey, this is tied to Hillary Clinton, so you work with us and set him up, and we're going to set Hillary up. That's his story. And we know, ready? The feds will protect Hillary, so it's a lie. You know what I think? I think he got caught in espionage. I think the feds owned him then, right? That's what he did. So the story about he was setting up Hillary is a lie, was a cover to buy Flynn. When the feds own you, they keep you for life. I know. I've seen these guys flip. I've seen them turn. That's what I think he is. And you know what? They packed him up with Flynn, and he took him on this. And what was Burns going to do? He probably wasn't a good guy anyway. He was talking to a spy, probably. Well, they called her a spy. But I think that's how that started.
And Patrick Byrne, I believe, is he the one that actually, he funded, who was it again, Matthew? Was it the We the People?
It's their biggest donor, $280,000 he's funded Shelby and Steve.
He owned a company, or I don't know his ownership now, it's called Overstock.com. He was a wealthy guy. I don't know, he might have been a billionaire or close to it. And I think this is what happened with the FBI.
Well, he is the son of the founder of GEICO.
Insurance, Mike. There you go.
What was that?
Insurance.
I'm positive of that. Patrick Byrne is the son of the founder of GEICO Insurance.
Well, you know something? I've heard him refer to Buffett. That Buffett was his mentor. But I'm not sure. I know I don't buy the Clinton story, and I don't like what he's doing now. I can't say that, you know, the evidence that I wasn't communicating with Byrne. But I will tell you, that Patrick Byrne, after I would do a podcast, early on, a couple of the podcasters called me up. He goes, Mike, you won't believe this, but this Patrick Byrne keeps asking about you. And it went over and over and over. And what he would say the same thing to each podcaster. What did he say after the show? What did you guys talk about? And these people say, hey, that's weird. Why did Patrick Byrne not call that? Because they were all afraid what was going to be said. I was on a show. You know who was with? John McGreevy. Remember? The one who called out Flynn and wound up dying. He worked for the Defense Intelligence with Flynn. Called Flynn a traitor. And called Flynn a traitor to Trump. And that he was J6. I talked to John McGreevy twice. I was on the show with him. That's how I met him.
Is he on record? Is he on record doing it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we were on a radio show, a podcast together. Oh, but talking to me afterward went on for a long time. We talked a few times. But we were on the podcast together. And then we would talk on Twitter. That's how I kind of met him. He was running for office. I forget what he was running for. Was he running in Maryland? And I remember thinking he died right after. I remember thinking if he had some kind of terminal illness, he wouldn't run for office. So I think it was sudden. And it wasn't long after he posted that he wound up dead. He worked with Flynn. It sounded like Flynn worked under him at one point.
So do you think at this point in time, Flynn's goal is still to be president of the United States? Or do you think he's given up on that?
No, he isn't giving up. I'm going to tell you, they eliminated his options. When the FBI turned around, when they get those subpoenas, they've eliminated his options. So he's got to think of a pass. He is desperate. His only thing is Trump. You notice how Trump hasn't picked anybody yet either? That's kind of going a little way. So I think
that's extremely weird. We're so close to the election.
That's what I'm saying. I think this is in play. I think they're trying to make a deal and move Haley in. Have not Trump run.
Well, they just announced that Haley's going to be at this whole convention thing in Wisconsin. That just came out about Nikki Haley today.
That's how I see it. So I'm thinking maybe they know. And I think Flynn's jockeying to try to get a ride. Yeah. He's in trouble.
And that's why he's going around and doing this tour right now, trying to get everybody on his side that he's such a war hero.
It was a major grift. That was going to be his funding of him running for president. He was going to go with Kennedy. Flynn got too hot. Oh, and then I started thinking, then I wasn't sure if Kennedy said too hot or Flynn goes, hey, Trump's not going to be here. I think I'm the guy. So I really think that's what it was. And then all of a sudden the thing with the feds and all of a sudden Mickey Haley's popping up. They're going, hey, I was going to tell now if Trump can't run because the courts won't let him go. And let's not forget, Flynn's been saying that publicly. The courts have got him. He's not going to run. He's setting up for his own. And then you had Raiklin and doing all these other stuff and Stone. He's our guy if he's not running. They were moving in position. They changed the deal changed. And that's why we even have a better shot. Because now that they want to bury Flynn, I become a witness. And that evidence. And if they bring me in, they bring in the evidence of the money laundering, including Arizona and New Hampshire and the Pandora Papers. You see, we just threw them a hand grenade to catch at the right time.
Okay, because Flynn, if I'm right in what I've measured up, Flynn, you see, it wasn't Shelby running. Shelby probably doesn't mean anything to you.
He ran Evergreen. You know Hillary Clinton's Evergreen, child trafficking network? That's Flynn. That's where he comes from. Defense intelligence. That's Juan. That's all of them. That's why all of them are coming. Raikland, Defense Intelligence.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that Arizona, he threw Shelby and this woman named Julie, they're the ones who pretty much set up our slate of delegates. So I don't know. We've got a lot of friendlies on it, but these friendlies are so enthralled
with
Shelby and Julie that, like Matthew tweeted some things he probably shouldn't have, but, you know, God's in control. And they know there's a leaker, and me talking to Matthew is probably what the leak is. Well, it is what the leak is. And so now I'm on the inside and I'm trying to run cover. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. It makes sense to me. I want to give you up and lose that influence of cover. But you know something at this point? I think the other thing that gets us is that unity and that if this blows up with me being there, this would also help you. All of a sudden, the conspiracists there, everything that he's saying, that Mike Gill showed it, and this is where it's going, it would also show that you were right. If you want, I mean, whatever they're going to give you isn't what you're going to win. So what I would tell you to do, let's get this prepared. Do, you know, be inside up until we're ready to do this. But do it, and then I'm going to tell you, you're going to find more people are going to come forward from the inside and see that this is going on by the day.
Yeah.
And one minute. If you're going, you need to be a David against a Goliath.
Right.
You win the crowd. You will win the crowd. You were the victim, as we were all victims. Remember, don't forget, I was worth about $400 million, the world champion at Thoroughbred Racing, and I'm out. So you know what? We all paid some. We're here, and it's right there. I'm telling, I can see it happening. And we win. In the media, meaning the social media, we meet in an investigation. We have means to blow this. This itself will be viral.
And you'll have the support now, Liz, that you needed on the 23rd. You'll have it now.
And I think you'll get more allies. The ones that disputed this and all, I think you'll get more. Because those are lost. So many of them went to me for help. What are they going to dispute what I said?
The thing is, they didn't understand. Arizona, there's so many people to shut down. There's so many people that need to go to jail.
That's why what we're doing, Liz, is how to win the game. Listen, I've won more races than any human being ever lived, right? I know how to win. Ready? You can't fight all those battles and think you're going to win the war. You're going to die fighting the battles. What I did was a direct line to their money that ties into two AGs, a president of the United States, a national security advisor on January 6th. The Pandora Papers dropped $935 billion in Congress. Where's the money and who owns it? Game over. Then all those little battles, they go away. Because the core of this, then we turn around, go to every state and go, hey, here are all the ones that have been stealing. Then we're going to turn around and stop shaking their tree and say, hey, listen, you want to spend the rest of your life in a hole or do you want to talk? There we go. I'm telling you, it's be done. When I'm sitting in a one-bedroom apartment and built the largest volume brokerage company in the country, I wouldn't think, are you crazy? And I did it. I'm telling you, we're right here. We're so close to being here. We may knock on this door. We blow this up, and I'm going to make a prediction. We're going to have allies coming. Big allies.
Absolutely. You're always going to have enemies coming. They're always coming. But what you're going to gain out of this is allies.
There you go.
I would have never known that, one, I would be back in touch with Mike, because we talked about doing this last year, and I couldn't get anyone to join in with me because they were too afraid. And then Matthew, I see him finally coming forward and sharing truth. And Veronica sharing that link with me. And then it's been one snowball effect after another. And it's just this allying.
It's ready to go.
Yes.
You can feel it. If you're in this as long as I am, you guys are in it. Can't you feel it? You feel this tension in the air. How about this? Flynn's threatening people. I'm on a hit list. But it also tells me I smell fear. I smell panic. I felt urgency. And it's like close. I mean, he didn't get these subpoenas and think this is going to be a long-term different. This is about an election. And this thing with Haley, whatever this move is going to be, it's going to be quick. That's why all the moons aligning is how things do go viral. And it's the right time and the right place and the right subject.
Right.
And people, and we do have a kill shot. We don't have to chase these down. And it's endless. You go for their money. That's why I'm a little impatient sometimes. But I go right to the kill shot and go, hey, we don't have to mess with all this stuff. Do that.
When you come to Arizona, how do you keep yourself alive?
Well, we're going to rent a car.
Well, don't.
Don't tell me.
Okay. Obviously, you got to know, Liz, he's been doing this for a while. I mean, he's been doing it longer than what happened with you. So no,
I know his video.
Well, you know what? I'm open. I'm not sure who's listening, but we're open to any tips. Me and Matt talked a little about it, but, you know, I'm going to try to stay alive. Hey, listen, if they do kill me, how viral will that go? And yes, I'm that guy.
Well, there's already another Mike Gill that got killed. You know that, right?
Yeah, right next to me. I do know that. They kind of said it was a message to me. Did you know that?
Well, I thought it was you for a minute when I first heard it in the news.
I remember one person was saying, oh, he was a bad guy at all this, and then he said, then I died. He goes, well, you know what we're wrong about? Everything he says is true. And I'm going, hey, I'm not dead. Does this mean you still like me? He goes, okay. It was on one of the shows. But they also said that was a message for me. No, I don't think it was. I think it was a hijacking, but leave it to them to take the opportunity.
So you guys, words have power. So when we're sitting here saying those things, I'm now going to reverse that. And I'm going to say, we're not going to die. We're going to be successful. There is going to be bring victory. God is going to bring light on this situation. He's tired of being mocked, and his children need to be protected. And this is how they're going to go down.
Amen. Amen. Let's go. So, all right, we'll start coordinating stuff, and we'll get settled a little bit there, but with the plan, we're putting this together. And we'll do it through those podcasts. I think that's good. And think about this. Flynn, to be in this podcast, I think that much of the network is controlled by Flynn. So if we can flip that in the network, so it's Flynn's people, they're going to see what we're doing, and the expose, and from Arizona, zapping his people, pulling the people away from Flynn at the time he doesn't want to use. That's what he's doing now. Even when I think it feels like Flynn is threatening the governor. We have Raiklin turning around saying we could be in the CIA and the buildings there. Does that sound like he's threatening Washington? I don't know.
I see Raiklin is becoming unhinged. He's super careless. He says stuff he shouldn't say. And I don't know if you understand, Mike, but he's
I do. You know what it says to you? It says he's desperate and we're close. Yeah,
that's it. And he's the one that asked Liz or suggested to Liz that she do the 223 thing. She gave him 5 speakers and 3 of them canceled. And he's the one that came up and was showboating in front of Wendy Rogers because
they wanted me to flip. It was Raiklin that wanted me to be the master of ceremonies. Flynn, the commie killer. I have the text messages. I said no. Oh, he's his Flynn. Raiklin's Flynn's right-hand man when it comes to that.
And
he's
the evil
little genius behind them.
He is. And you know how I discovered, I mean, through a few different things, but ultimately one day he sent me a text because I was going after Wendy in various ways. And he said, don't blow up Wendy. And I was like, blow up? And I said, what do you mean by that? And then he goes, she's my friend. I said, is it normal for you to be friends with traitors?
Uh-oh.
That's the last interaction you had with me.
Well, and yeah, I could have called that.
My messages before, that we had before then, all the ones he put in.
See, here's the other thing people have to pay attention to. Flynn's interest in Arizona. And when he sends the rat Raiklin in, you know he's building something. And where was Raiklin other than that? In New Hampshire. And they had their other guy there, too, in New Hampshire.
Raiklin spends a lot of time in Washington, D.C.
Who does?
Ivan Raiklin. Definitely.
You know why? They're pumping information and evidence into the reps. They control. Flynn controls Matt Gaetz,
No
for
way.
instance.
No
Yes.
way.
What about Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I'm not sure. I was on those conference calls. Gaetz is one of their guys. Gaetz is Flynn's guy. Now,
Oh.
I think Green it, but I can't tell you that for sure. But Gaetz is. I heard it in there like 30, 40 panel there. They'd have a meeting every Friday and so forth. Gaetz works, listens to Flynn.
All right. So based on what you're saying, Lynn Wood is of substance. Lynn is real. Lynn Wood.
Lynn Wood warned me what happened to me. What happened to me, what they intercepted my evidence, they met with Lynn Wood 2 weeks before that. So they went to Lynn Wood, then it was me. Then they went, Lynn Wood to the Oval Office, reached out to me at the order. And what Lynn Wood was saying about Flynn, and I didn't know Lynn Wood then, but when it happened to me, I said, hey, this guy took it out. He didn't give it to Trump. He didn't do this. He set it up. And Lynn Wood said he did the same thing to me. So I don't know Lynn Wood personally. I've never talked to him other than that communication. He's a heads up and so forth. But what he said about what Flynn was what I found. So I can't say Lynn Wood's I don't know. He might be a good guy.
Dave Clements, Save My People.
I think he's connected a little to Flynn. I know he was. He was connected to Marilyn Todd and his election fraud. That was their little group. They made millions, many, many, many millions on that.
Lynn,
so I know he's connected. So I'm suspicious of him.
I've always been suspicious of him, but Marilyn Todd, really?
Oh, yeah, really?
That was aggressive. Well,
Marilyn Todd's all Flynn. Marilyn Todd, she's now in Florida. Remember, I was the superhero.
Yep.
Marilyn Todd was selling Mike Gill. How do you think I got Raiklin? You know who knows this for a fact? Michelle Moore. I was on the phone with Michelle. She turned around and called me and wanted a hug. I'm going to Washington. She was taking Raiklin. Then she called up, oh, I gave you Raiklin number. He's going to call you. Yeah, Marilyn Todd's all Flynn. That's it.
And definitely don't let her hug you because she'll touch you with something.
I got pictures of them together. I'm telling you, Raiklin's hugging her.
I got close to Marilyn Todd at a point just because what I was doing in Arizona, and there was a parallel to what she was doing in New Hampshire. And then she told me all about she and her husband had to move to Florida because she got doxxed and her husband lost his job, yada, yada.
Well, you know what? She's all Flynn. Me and her went at it. I made her public. I popped it out there. She lost her mind. She's Flynn, Raiklin. That was that. That's Marilyn Todd.
What's really interesting about that is that Marilyn Todd, about 3 or 4 months ago, turned on Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
That's because there's something about, I remember she telling me about it. And
that he took money from
about
her.
30, 40,000 he took or something.
Right, to make a movie, and then she never did it. But you see, Jovan refuses to say anything bad about Flynn.
No
so
kidding.
I don't
he,
know
she
where...
works for Flynn.
But
she works for Flynn, I'm positive. I know Marilyn for years. She was the one, I grew up as a little girl watching the signs. That's Marilyn, New Hampshire. You think something goes on in New Hampshire? They come to me.
I know that Jovan took substantial money from Byrne.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this whole thing with election thing, think about what Flynn's doing, and they're doing it in New Hampshire. You know why it's so important in New Hampshire? Flynn, you know why they sent me Maryland? Because Flynn knows I have the laundering network. They know I was friends with Maryland, and they're all over New Hampshire like they're in Arizona. How about this? We're talking about Arizona. You know Maryland Todd, and that's Flynn and Raiklin, and that's in New Hampshire. The two laundering, two laundering and drug hubs, and you got Flynn. What do you think he's running? And child trafficking hubs? What was he from? Evergreen. Who was running it? Defense Intelligence. Could turn around for the feds, took out Trump, J6. What did they give him? They gave him all these grifters, and they infiltrated all of it, and they grift a fortune with the plan always to get rid of Trump and him run for president. So the literally the federal government will be the president of the United States. Now, they're controlling this one now, but literally an invention of evil. And you're going to put that kind of guy in a general like that? You don't think we're going to come down to a police state? This guy's ready to turn around and attack us now. Boy. I said we gotta stop this guy.
Coming together who fight for God.
Someone could have shot God. Hitler.
It's simply going to have to be people who want to do the right thing, that are focused on God and not worried about fear and doing the right thing. That's how this is going to come down, because we have to focus on God.
The election's so close, and it's all on the table. When, if not now, when, right?
Exactly. And the timing is, impeccable right now. I mean, we got the Milwaukee thing coming up in July. So if we're going to do this.
Do you know what the Milwaukee, you guys know about Racine, right?
I've heard it's the hub of how the election fraud started.
Election fraud? Yes, the child trafficking hub of the world.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of tunnels underneath.
Yep.
That's because of the child trafficking. Racine is also tied to Flynn. That's Brummel, that witness. That's Vandersteel.
Right?
Racine is on, is a town, is a city on the shore of Lake Michigan. That's where they were moving people, the child trafficking, in there, all the tumble. From Racine, it's very short, quick to Milwaukee. And back then, from Milwaukee, was from Chicago, and from Chicago, the country, which is why Racine was picked. You see? So when you're telling me Racine, that's child trafficking. That's Flynn. That's Evergreen. That's why Flynn's connected to Evergreen. There was an investigation on this with Flynn and Evergreen. That's child trafficking. That's Brummel. That's when Brummel got in trouble, Vandersteel's husband picked them up from Canada. This guy who's a murderer and a child trafficker was staying with Ann Vandersteel to protect Flynn. This is bigger than you guys think. That's a trifecta. New Hampshire to Arizona to Racine. You just might get at the three points of the center points of this whole laundering network and child trafficking.
Chicago's not involved?
Oh, we're definitely involved. From Racine, Milwaukee to Chicago. That's it. I read all about it. I went in and looked through, and that's the thing. That's why Racine. Racine gets in through the water. They go from there.
From the submarine.
Well, boats and so forth. They'll move kids and so forth, but they want it on highways. Not a lot of them, but that's what it was picked. And don't forget, this has been many, many years. But it became a hub. That's why, you know who keeps mentioning Racine? Ariel.
Wow.
Yeah. See, now this is why this is important, too. Because then the commonality, why are all these people going to the place where it's the child trafficking hub? Where a place where it's, fill of the Sinaloa cartel, which are the drug cartel and the child traffickers. They do both. And then with the Pandora Papers and Flynn and me to New Hampshire, you see the potentials here? What we've got to do is put the pieces together and explain the story. And what we do is, as we're investigating, we're putting it together, we get the people involved. We get the people seeing it as it happened, part of the investigation. And that way, and then immediately as we're finding it, we're putting it out. And that's protection.
Yep. Yep. Okay, so not only do I know who Ariel is, but when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, the first thing I'm doing is to see what truth bomb he dropped today. So I think Ariel's very effective in that way, that he's constantly putting out information day after day after day, and it's always new stuff.
Well, it is. And he's going to get behind. Now, like he's been promoting Michelle, even yesterday, me, Matt, and all this. So he's on. This is the way he talks. I understand. So what we've got to do is he'll promote it. They'll all be behind it. I'm telling you, that's Trump. That's it comes from that. You watch. And if we do it, he'll push it. What did the aerial say? The one thing Flynn fears the most is Mike Gill. Let's make it come true. And listen, I'm the number one target. But that's by being in Arizona, when they're saying, where's Gill? Where's that going to be? And pop, we're up in Arizona. We're doing this. Mm-hmm. So what did Flynn say? He goes to the sound of the guns. Well, so do we.
Yeah. I just want to mention 1624 Racine is on the matchbook, on the inside of the matchbook cover in the movie The Godfather.
Whoa.
I have a picture of it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now I'd want to Google that address.
Yeah. But of all the places to go.
They Liz went there. She's a realtor.
It's not like that's a vacation spot.
Well, no, maybe it is. Who knows?
But all right. All right. So I guess we got the formation of something here, right?
Right. And that formation, people are going to be extremely protective of Shelby Bush.
Yep.
Who's been doing Flynn's and Burns bidding for 3.5 years now. And they're going to be very protective of James O'Keefe. And I know.
James O'Keefe.
I know.
You know about the story of O'Keefe and me, right?
You gave him everything, and he was a traitor as well.
And they, right. Okay, good.
Yeah,
he's right. You know why they're taking O'Keefe? O'Keefe's paid by Mercer and Spillman. That's Mossad. So is Alex Jones. So is Flynn. That's the connection with O'Keefe and Flynn and Alex Jones.
So when it's you're Mercer saying Mossad, Spillman. You're talking about the Jewish Mossad.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And then I think Charlie Kirk is paid. You know Charlie Kirk?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not. I don't know that. I was working with these guys for almost a year. I know them up close. They was my campaign manager. Did you know he's running for president? Yeah, he'll be at the convention.
Daniel.
Day was partners with James O'Keefe.
And just so you know, Liz, Daniel overheard Kurt. Didn't have a recording of it. Overheard him bad talking Trump so bad.
Wait,
that he's
Kurt Hamilton?
No, Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk.
Oh,
and then really? the very next time he saw him, here he is talking him up. So he's a backstabbing little wolf in sheepskin, and he's also associated with Dream City. And I know that you have suspicions with Lewis. That's very understandable, but it doesn't change the facts of what he put together, because I know the person here. That's another person I want to pull in, but I'm not going to say the name right now.
Okay. But that's a very legitimate person. Did Mike Gill just say Charlie Kirk's running for president?
No, Aaron Day's running for president.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Aaron Day's running for president.
Tony Cook's being part of the brainwashing of the youth to think that unconstitutional elections are very a good thing. So he's like brainwashing the young people regarding elections, because that's what caught me, is that all these TPUSA, they're pushing all these unconstitutional election things. So that's what caught my attention, that something's wrong with Charlie Kirk. I didn't know about that.
Corrupt turn around and ruin... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
The corrupt ruin, you know, the courts and all ruin our children, and then they turn around and our children blame that on us because you let it happen. So the same people who had it made it happen is now controlling our kids.
Well, we're putting our foot down because we got to protect our children's future. And that's how I view this whole thing. How this ends up, obviously nobody wants to expire. We're not going to even say those words because we're not going to expire. But I'm at the place right now that, if you want your kids to have a future, this is what we have to do. This is where we're at right now. I don't know if Gil has any kids. Do you?
He's got five
okay,
kids.
All right. So we've got our kids' future to be standing up for right now.
17 years I've been doing this, so yeah, I get it.
Oh, Mike, I'm so sorry. I do remember. I knew you at least had a son because he was recording you when that was going on. Sorry.
Yeah, I've got 4 sons and a daughter, and the only people who were brave enough at the end to record it was my 2 younger sons.
Wow.
All right. So the plan is we'll coordinate this, and I plan to get there maybe like in 8-9 days, I think. I've got to pack some things up here and figure it out, work some details out. And
what I'd like to do is to talk to Daniel, finding out what his schedule is, and maybe if we can work around it, because I think he's a key person to have in this little thing when they see a team of people come together.
We need his military strength and expertise for sure.
That's it. And he's a very upright, unscared man. Very, very unafraid.
All right. Good. And I think if we get the ball, we make it. I think we can run. This thing will fly through the podcast world. Trust me on this one. Fly through it. And if we stay active on it, it's not like one of these guys are. I mean, we got one eating a breakfast in Japan again today. I mean,
which is very.
You listen to these. These guys talk about what is it, reptilians?
Yes,
and having meetings at Antarctica with. I mean, he's JFK Jr.
And I know a group of people here. When that thing went down on the 28th of February with fake the con job. The people that were enamored by her, they're still friends with her. And that's why I've distanced myself with some of these people. And I don't send them stuff the way I used to. They still showed up at the board of supervisors, some of them. But I'm just letting you know, one of them, his name is William Jackson. He acts like he talks to Juan O'Savin all the time. Matter of fact, Roger Pickerill, Liz, you know who I'm talking about, called me up on Sunday. And let me know that he went to an event Saturday night over with those guys, and he detected something didn't smell right. One of the things he said is this guy Juan O'Savin called while he was there, and I said, "Yeah, it doesn't surprise me."
Yeah,
about yeah. 3-4 months. And Mark Fincham. Remember, I was on the phone with Mark Fincham and Juan O'Savin last year because Mark was promised he would help me out with the corrupt cop. That perjurized affidavit against me and gave him the evidence, him and Juan. I think they were just collecting information.
Yeah.
Never helped me.
That's what they do.
Mark Fincham never called me back or anything. And he is in deep with Juan O'Savin.
Fincham is crooked as crooked gets.
The only thing to do is get Flynn. If you get and you know what, the feds are going to help us with Flynn. All you're going to do this, and if we can get you know all the evidence in with that too with him, I mean, gravities are coming to us, you know. So we're meeting the gravity in the middle here.
Well, this is very exciting, you guys, and I'll be in touch with Matthew later. I don't ever have to connect with you, Mike, unless you need to talk with me. I'm not meaning that snobby-wise. I'm just, you know.
No. I figure we'll wait to get down there. We're good. As long as we're on the same page with how to do this, I'm good and I'm in. And we'll wait to talk in person, too.
And then I will connect you and Liz via text. That way we can get Thaler on board, too.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
right, they need to literally see an army. A little team. They need to see their little Gideon army.
Well, you know what? The country's going to be looking. So this is going to be the country looking at Arizona, which is what we want. And then we'll even bring in the drug cartels and the traffickers, all that I did. And now we get the Racine thing, and it's to work on that and rumble it again with Flint. We're opening a treasure trove of implications here.
That's right.
We're making them open the box, not us. That's what's happening.
There you go.
And the great part is, we're not going to do it in some stupid judicial broken down court because we know that those courts are so corrupt. We're going to do it with the court of public opinion.
There you go. With court of people. That's it. And you know what? It's the only way to win. And guess what? It's the only way for Trump to win. What we're doing here could save him. I'm telling you, if the feds turn around and think they could be implicated in this and the contagion of this and what the country would do if our own federal government, they would dismantle the FBI. And that would be a good thing. Then we could figure out what to do with the IRS and all these judges.
And then the people that really need to repent and they identify that that's the only thing left for them to do, they're either going to do it or they're going to burn themselves.
Well, you're going to have a lot of them find Jesus. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Very recently, Ivan just called out 4 FBI agents that are bad, bad, bad. I'll bet you those are the good FBI agents.
Exactly. Oh, well, listen, they called me out as public enemy number one. So how about this? We might have found 4 honest FBI agents.
Who knew? Or just a thought. Have to remember that sometimes they're willing to sacrifice some of their own. So no matter what matters, I never see Ivan good. I don't care. You guys, this is what I encourage everybody to do right now. In 2 Kings, it's in chapter 10. It's verse 18. It starts about this guy. His name is Jehu. J-E-H-U. It's important because the Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun. And it says everything that's happened before will happen again. Jehu was a war hero. But you know what? When you read in that short little thing, you'll see later down in verse 31, it says, but he would not submit to God, and he led the people astray, and he worshiped idols. And when I hear, I don't want to hear all the wonderful things that Flynn did or Raiklin did. I don't care.
I don't believe. I don't think they did good things. Hey, listen, the CIA and all this, I mean, we got guys, CIA, committing suicide because of all the atrocities. Who said they were good? You know what?
Yeah, they had conscience.
Yeah. All right. So I think we got a plan. I'll start making arrangements, and I'll be there maybe like the first or the second, and we'll get going. We'll stop. And you get all that other evidence you were talking about, Matt, too, right?
Yeah, I got
what if we can prove that 107 is defense intelligence, and we.
Yeah, I mean, we're making that connection now with just what's going on. Yeah. Michelle is going to send me over the report 1 from the investigator. I have the report 2, which links Mickey to defense, which links the defense guy to Juan, and then Navalny as well in Russia.
There you go. All right.
Well, guys, I just want to say this real quick because we have to make sure God is in the center of this because our plans will fail otherwise. So do you mind before we hang up if I pray?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Okay, Father in heaven, we come to you because you're our Father, and you're our protector, and you're our provider. And Father, I come to you, and I ask for your protection over Mike Gill, over Matthew, over Liz, over Daniel, over Brian, over Joseph. Father, and the other people that I don't even haven't said out loud, Father, you know who they are. We want you to know that we depend on you, and we know that only victory will happen if we come to you. So we ask you to bring the victory, bring Mike here safely, keep Matthew safe, keep Liz safe, and keep me safe and my family. Father, we love you, we thank you, and we are very honored that you would choose us to rise up and stand against evil. And it's in your son's precious name that I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 All right.
Okay, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Well, it seems like you got a plan. I'm encouraged. I'm telling you. I'm a math guy, right? With numbers through line, I'm going. I scare myself and go, oh my God, this could work. All right. I'll see you guys.
All right.
All right. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. All right,
bye. What am I getting myself into? God bless. That's all, folks. Have a nice day.